From Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady, The Rain in Spain. We played it because the rain's going to be at the Burton Avenue United Church in Barrie, not in Spain, because the Lyrica Chamber Choir is presenting a program that includes a My Fair Lady medley. My guest is Steve Winfield, the artistic director and conductor. Tell me about this program that's coming up on Saturday, May 25th.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. The program is called Return to Melody. And the idea of that is that I started with the songs of Ben Folds, the American singer-songwriter, and I had heard an arrangement for choral by Ben, and I thought that was a beautiful idea. His melodies are very wide-ranging and beautiful lyrics and text, the marriage of the text and that. So that got me thinking about Broadway's and Lerner and Lowe and Leonard Bernstein.
Great melodies.
Yeah.
Now, Ben Folds is perhaps not quite as familiar to our classical music audience. If you have to put him into a pigeonhole, what genre would he fit?
I'd probably put him in sort of the popular song, a kind of American songbook genre with a little tinge of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a poet, so the texts are very poetic, and then the melodies are kind of... you know, they're tonal and they're more classical oriented.
All right. He has worked with some folks like William Shatner, and you don't think of William Shatner as a musician, but he has done some interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ben Folds is a very eclectic guy. He had a group called the Ben Folds Five, and then you'll actually hear sometimes in a movie his songs used in the soundtracks, and you don't even realize they're written by him.
And I know he's also worked with a guy named Weird Al Yankovic, who does parody songs. So this guy is really all over the map, isn't he?
That's right.
So what's these songs? Are they his arrangements, or have you done some of them yourself?
Well, I did one of them. There's a song called Still that I arranged for Lyrica. There's another one called Still Fighting It, which is arranged by Justin Miller. He's a barbershop arranger. He does Westminster Chorus in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And there's another one arranged by Kerry Marsh in a jazz style called The Luckiest.
Tell us about the choir. It is the Lyrica Chamber Choir of Barrie, and you put on about three concerts a year, and this is your final one for this year.
Yep.
And then you go to work practicing and getting ready for next year. 35-voice auditioned adult choir. How have they taken to Ben Folds' music and these wonderful Broadway melodies?
Oh, they've loved it. It's very different. It's a departure from what we normally do during the year, which is classical choral works and sacred works, particularly in the March concert and at Christmas. So, yeah, we've kind of gone out in a different direction for this lighter program of good melodies and fun music.
Now, how did you choose the tunes for the My Fair Lady medley? Because there are about, 35 of them in that great show? And they're all good.
They're all good. And the collection, actually, that we're using is a publication that has about five or six of the main kind of popular ones from the play.
Including The Rain in Spain.
Absolutely.
And do you have some soloists doing the kind of Rex
We do, actually. Yep. We're using quite a few of soloists from the choir throughout the program this time, which is, again, a departure from the normal Lyrica programming.
And do they have the proper English accent?
Well, we try. I'll say yes.
Well, you should, take a lesson from Rex Harrison.
Absolutely.
The Lyrica Chamber Choir always performs at Burton Avenue United Church, and beautiful acoustics.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful place to perform. We've been there, next year's our 20th season, and it's been at Burton Avenue right through.
And the choir always has taken an active role furthering the musical life of the community. You put on workshops. Talk about those.
Yes, we're really involved with the high schools, in particular with a program we call the High School Scholars. And each year, four or five are selected from the Barrie High Schools. And they would be students who excel at music, excel at singing, have good skills already. And they just have a year of enrichment with Lyrica. We cover all the expenses for them, and then they're invited back for a second year if they haven't graduated high school yet.
And they're going to be part of this program?
Yes. Yep. They're going to be part of the program, and they'll actually be called down just before the final number to receive a certificate of their work for the year and the commitment they made.
It's all about the voices, it's all about the melody, but you always need a great accompanist, and you have one.
Oh, we do. We have Brent Mayhew. He's a spectacular accompanist. He's been with Lyrica right from the beginning. He is a classical, He records classically. He's put out Schubert impromptus. He's got a new CD coming out with some works by Grieg, actually.
Well, we'll look forward to it. It's this coming Saturday. There are still some tickets available.
Yes, there are.
And the website?
Lyricachoir.ca.
Check it out. You'll enjoy the works of American singer-songwriter and record producer Ben Folds, Benjamin Scott Folds, and you're going to enjoy some wonderful music. We mentioned My Fair Lady. You said there's some Bernstein as well?
Some West Side Story, some selections from that, and Make Our Garden Grow, beautiful, from Candide, and also some other folk songs.
Lyricachoir.ca to check on last-minute tickets for the 7:30 p.m. performance at Burton Avenue United Church. This Saturday, the Lyrica Chamber Choir, conducted by my guest, Steve Winfield. Could we have a little more, My Fair Lady?
I'd love it.
I could have danced all